Colourful Radio, where music hasn't lost its soul.
Colourful Radio.
It is my great pleasure to introduce via the phone and a long way away the wonderful Adina Howard. Adina, hello.
Hello, darling.
Hi, how are you?
I'm blessed. Yeah. How are you?
I'm very, very well. It's been a while since we've spoken. A few years ago, I introduced you on stage in Stratford at a club that was crazily busy. With your, of course, Freak Like Me and all the other great songs you had out in the kind of mid-90s. So, Adina, I want you to help us all to tell all the listeners, where have you been, what have you been up to, and the like?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I have been here in the United States on the road working. That's how I make my living. And I've been in the studio working on projects. I have been working on my cookbook, doing movies.
Oh, hold on a minute. Excuse me. Did you say cookbook?
Yes.
Wow, that is
cook.
That's one of my passions as well. I love cooking. I really do.
Really?
I do. Honestly, Adina, that's so true. I've got all my knives and I've got all this posh stuff. I don't really know what I'm doing with it, but I'm learning. I do like cooking. Isn't that amazing? What kind of things do you cook?
Oh, man, what don't I cook? My brother, I just made some turkey chili.
Mm-hmm.
And I made some chicken, like yellow curry chicken.
Mm.
I do lamb. I do nachos. I do turkey burgers.
Safe to say,
I do it all.
You're a bit of an all-rounder.
I get it from my mother and some from, you know, my dad.
Right, okay.
Both of my parents are very, very good cooks.
Oh, great. Okay, sorry to interrupt you. I just heard about food there and I had to get in on the
act. You know what, when I come out that way, we need to get in the kitchen together.
Ah, that'd be great, wouldn't it? We'd do a cook. Oh, that'd be fantastic.
I'll teach you a little something now.
Okay, and I'm sure I'll teach you a little something too.
I'm all for it. I am so for it.
Great. So the cookbook and what else?
Hey, bringing something over from Europe to the States.
Yeah.
Something over from Europe to the States would be perfect.
Yeah, great.
Like I said, I've been working on a couple of books of fiction. Mm-hmm. Also working on putting a poetry book together because I write poetry. I've been doing that since I was a little girl. Wow. Like I said, been in the studio working on a new project. And I'm supposed to actually be in the studio, I think, tomorrow or Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all over the place. I'm working, which is a blessing.
Of course.
Which is a blessing, considering.
Yeah, great to be working and doing so many different things simultaneously as well. Of course, Freak Like Me and T-Shirt and Panties was such an impact on the UK here. People still ask me to play that song, both of those songs, you know, regularly today in 2009. So you can realize how great songs do stand the test of time. But of course, Adina,
they do.
You've appeared now on the Independent Soul Divas 2 album with a song called What Do I Do? That's how Lola Wax and I got together, and then I found out that you were working with a song for them. So I thought, it'd be great to speak to Adina again. So this is how the whole hookup kind of got together. So tell me, how did that come about with the song for Independent Soul Divas?
The song was written for my current project that I'm working on. And I played it for Al, and he liked it, and he wanted it to be a part of the Soul Divas compilation. So we had it remixed, and it was put on the album. And we've been dealing with Al for a while. We've been in contact with him for a little bit, and finally we've been able to make something happen.
Mm-hmm. Get something together. That's great. Okay, well, from the mid-90s, when was that? Was it 93, 94, when was... 95, there you go, not too
95, Freak Like Me came out in 95.
Right, 95. So between then, you've been cooking, you've been writing poetry, you've been writing cookbooks, you've been working on your new album. You've done, of course, remix this What Do I Do for Independent Soul Divas. And in between all of that, of course, you had an album that came out in 2007, Private Show, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, that album, obviously, that didn't really get to London. I must say, whatever happened there, Adina Howard, it just didn't happen in London, because I'm sure if I would have had it, I didn't have a copy of that album. What happened there?
The marketing on the label side.
Mm-hmm.
I always do what is asked of me, so it definitely isn't me. There was just the lack of funding to support the project and to get it out to the masses. It's just as simple as that.
Okay, well,
nothing complicated.
Yeah, nothing complicated. That didn't quite happen. But of course, you're looking to bigger and better things. You've got a new album on the way now. With what company? Is it an independent project now, or is it with a major?
It will be an independent label. We're looking to release in Europe instead of releasing to the States first. We're going to come over there and bless you all, because you have been so extremely supportive. So, and I love Europe anyway. So we're going to take a different route this go around.
Yeah, that says something for especially for the UK, doesn't it? That you're going to release your album over in Europe before you do it in America. That says a big thing for us, really, I suppose.
You know what? Let me just tell you, Europeans, you are a fly. So I don't, you know, I've been wanting to get over there and do that for the longest. And now I have the opportunity to do it, because the people that I'm working with have a broader vision for my career. So, yeah, we decided to go a different route, to start with you all first, because you have shown so much loyalty is definitely where it's at.
Lovely. Thank you for that. On behalf of the UK, if I can say
welcome.
So, of course.
And thank you all for your support.
Thank you very much. Do you find, Adina, let me ask you a question. How do you find the music business going? I know what my interpretation of it is. There's been a lot of music, I'll just tell you mine first. A lot of music that's come out, in my view, people are trying different sounds. Some have worked, some haven't. I believe now it's gone 90 degrees all the way around and is back to the original soul sound. What is your view?
I think that every genre of music needs to have their moment to shine. And creating different sounds in those different genres helps keep, keep each genre fresh instead of, listening to the same thing over and over again. It allows room for new artists to come in to express themselves artistically and give us something that we haven't heard before. Just became such a bandwagon type thing with certain genres of music like hip hop that it's getting to a point where people are getting bored, be it, Americans or Europeans. I think at some point we're getting bored with what's going on. And to go back to the original, the soul, the R&B, it's an old faithful. It's never disappointing. So it's nice to always wander away from home, but it's always good to come back home, because there's no place like it.
Perfectly said. Perfectly said, indeed. And with that, Adina, what we're going to do now? What we're going to do now is listen to that song, which is on Independent Soul Divas 2. It's called "What Do I Do?" Adina Howard in 2009. My special guest is Adina Howard. Adina, wonderful song. I want to know now, when will your album be ready? When is that album going to hit us here in the UK?
We are working on a 2010 release.
2000. Okay.
We're definitely working on next year, making it happen.
But of course, I'm going to get up front, aren't I? I'm going to start playing next week. No, I'm joking.
Of course. I'm going to. There's actually a song that, seriously, there's actually a song that I'm having a producer of mine. Mm. He's mixing right now. And as soon as we get it situated the right way, I will definitely email it to you and get your thoughts on it.
Oh,
and
great.
See if it's something that you want to put on your station.
Fantastic. That'll be. I'll be only too glad to listen to that and to give you my honest opinion, which you know that's how it is.
I need honesty. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Great. And where can...
So it's painful sometimes.
Oh, tell me about it. Where can the listeners get more information on you and your projects and what you're up to? Because you have a lot of fans here in the UK. They've been lying dormant, but now we've awoken them. So let us know.
Yeah. I can be looked up on Facebook. It's facebook.com/AdinaHoward. Mm-hmm. MySpace, and it's myspace.com/AdinaHoward. I Twitter every blue moon. I don't know if you guys know what Twitter is out there.
It's kind of coming.
You guys know what that is out there?
Yeah, oh yeah, it's coming. You know, they don't mess around. It's coming. I'm not up with it yet, but where does it end, Dina? You know, MySpace, Facebook, website,
I know,
email.
Right? it's so much stuff. I try what I can to keep up with it, but it's just too much.
Too much. Far too
it's
much.
It's just a whole lot. And then on top of that, they're creating more stuff.
Yeah.
So
I'm old school, Adina. I'm old school. I like to just pick up the phone.
That makes the two of us.
And speak to my friends on the phone and listen to what they've got to say. Not to be my computer to speak into your computer. I can't stand it, but
exactly.
You know, it's crazy.
You know, I think this is for the younger generation more so than anything. Because I have a niece and nephew who all they do is Twitter. And they're like, oh, not Twitter, but text. And they're like, oh, I had 3,000 texts this month. And it's like, well, why don't you pick up the phone and talk to your friends? They're like, well, we don't have anything to talk about.
No, because you've got 3,000 texts.
It's like, are you kidding me? Yeah. The 3,000 texts have taken over the conversation. They're like, we get on the phone and it's just, all you hear are crickets and it's dead air. I'm like, wow, okay. Isn't it crazy?
It's crazy. I don't understand it. And it makes you wonder what we did before all of this technology, of course. You know, before mobile phones.
Well, they didn't do anything.
Yeah, we just sent a letter.
Well, see, we did what we did. We picked up the phone. We actually walked over to our neighbors and had conversation with them. This generation now, they didn't do anything other than what they're doing now.
It makes
for the
lazy.
Most part. They are
lazy.
And they don't know how to spell. It's out of control.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, isn't it? Of course, because you do texting and all that, and the machine does it for you, so you don't need to learn how to spell. Yes, that's very true. Didn't think about that. Tell me, when can we actually see you again in the UK? Are you coming over to, you know, anytime soon, maybe over the holidays or anytime at all?
I am. We are having conversation with some promoters and folk over there that bring artists out, and I should be there most likely in the next few months. I know we're definitely talking about a show in February.
Oh, great.
But we are in the works of, you know, getting our passport stamped and coming that way.
Great. Well, I really...
And I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'll be hanging with you all the time you're here, because you're a wonderful lady, and it'll be nice to see you again, and we can share a glass of lemonade.
Yeah. You're going to make the lemonade, right? Homemade
Jamaican Caribbean style lemonade. Oh, it'll knock you out.
Oh, you're talking my language. Do you know how to make jerk chicken?
Oh, of course. That's standard with me. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh. I get some jerk chicken. Planting, fried dumpling, the whole thing. Rice and peas, ackee and saltfish, the whole thing.
I am so in your kitchen. I am so in your kitchen sitting at your table. You don't even understand. You're going to be my chef. How about that?
That's great.
I am bringing the crew.
We're going to have so much fun. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, it's been my pleasure to speak to you here. Now I'm starving hungry, by the way. You've made me really hungry. I'm going to continue with the show. And Adina, I wish you all the very, very best. We will stay in contact. Of course we will. And I'll let the listeners know as much as I can about your new project when it arrives. So Adina,
yes.
Any parting words for your fans?
There is two albums. You did mention Private Show, just in case they didn't know about The Second Coming. The Second Coming came out in 2004, and we released a female D'Angelo-esque type video for the single Nasty Grind.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, 2007 Private Show did come out. And I want to thank everyone who has ever supported Adina Howard. I am truly grateful. It is appreciated. And you all continue to give me that motivation to continue to stay in this business.
Great.
So thank you. You are truly a blessing.
Thank you so very much indeed. We'll speak very, very soon. My special guest is Adina Howard. Thank you.
Thank you.
Emancipate and liberate yourself in Colourful Radio.
Colourful Radio.